So I've got Charlotte on the phone, and she sent us an email here to Silt 106.9 Towers to tell us about a good news story that she's done herself. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi, Darren.
So go on then, tell us in great detail what you've been up to.
Okay, I'll try and keep it short. Basically, on one of my walks, I was walking around the village where I live, which is Gorsworth near Macclesfield, and I saw in front of one of the houses a chalk painting on the floor which said NHS Mummy with rainbows either side, and it really touched my heart and made me think about this family that obviously have got her, you know, mummy who's working in hospitals all the time. And obviously we've all heard about people donating lots of things to the hospital, hand creams and things that can help, you know, the nurses and doctors. But I thought, you know, a little bit closer to home, there's neighbours, you know, right around us who are obviously sacrificing day in, day out. Could we do something for them within our village? So after having a little bit of think about it and using the app Nextdoor, I decided to put a little message out and ask my community whether they knew of anybody else who lived in a village who has been working for the NHS or is a carer, and then also whether any of our local businesses, our local farmers, would be prepared to donate a gift of kindness to our neighbours who are, you know, sacrificing at this time, or, you know, whether, you know, any neighbours would want to give a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates or just something kind. I kind of wanted to create a circle of kindness within our village to really bring our community together. And, you know, we don't often know our neighbours, do we, in, you know, in this day and age. So I just thought it would be nice to really use it as an opportunity to bring us all together where we live. So, yeah, that was kind of the idea behind it, and it really took off. I've probably had about 50 people, just in, you know, Gorsworth isn't big, contact me here who have wanted to gift things, or who have known of, you know, people who have you know, been working really hard during this lockdown. I've heard some like lovely stories, and just to give you a couple of examples. A lady called Emma Nicol, who is a sister at Macclesfield General, who has been working all the hours and hasn't been able to see her two children. She's sent them off to grandparents to protect them, and they're only 9 and 5. Missed her little one's birthday, couldn't even give him a hug on his birthday. You know, it's real, you know, stories, people who live around the corner who I've never known before, and, you know, really wanted to highlight those personal stories around our village. And, yeah, the support has just been overwhelming, and we've had lovely donations from local breweries, artisanal beer, and a month's supply of eggs from Bernard's Farm down the road. It's really connected people, and yeah, it's just been a really positive thing for our community. So I've posted it out on, I've got a little Instagram group and Facebook group called Community Mama, if you want to give it a follow, and I've posted it out on there, and it's kind of started spreading nationwide. So I've had inquiries from as far as Dorset, and a lady down there, and what's her name, I made a note of it, Kate Slater, who's now said, you know, she's going to set up a key worker gift of thanks in her community as well. So it's really gaining momentum, and you know, we've not just stopped at NHS workers and carers, we've also looked at our local community heroes, our postman, our refuse collection team. I mean, there's been facts and figures thrown out there that have said, you know, there's been a 40% surge in organic and green waste that they're coping with. So, you know, we've been able to highlight them each day on our community page and make sure they've had a gift of kindness. In the schools, you know, there's some, although the teachers have been on rotation, there's been some staff like the cooks, the cleaners, the caretakers who've been in every single day, including through the holidays. So we've been highlighting their stories and a little gift of thanks from a local neighbour to them as well. So, yeah, probably wasn't too short there, Darren. But, you know, that's kind of the idea of what we've been doing here. And it's just been great.
Has it been hard work for you to do it then? Or have you kind of, you set it up and then you just sat back and just watched it?
No, yeah, it's constant, because each day I've done a post, because like I said, I really wanted people to connect with the personal stories of our neighbours. So, and you know, and coordinating all the gifts you know, bringing all the neighbours together, posters, what have you. And obviously, I mean, I've got a little one myself. She's only 1 year old. I'm also trying to do a bit of work. So it's been quite full on, but so worth it. I mean, just the community here in Gorsham has absolutely loved it. You know, on my walk, I've stopped so many times with people saying what a positive, lovely thing it is to do. And it's, you know, it's just that double win, because, you know, we've been able to thank and, you know, highlight these lovely stories within our village, but, you know, also bringing people together. And people now know, you know, Dawn Cox, for example, a bed manager who lives in our village, working 6 days a week, 7 till 9, you know, at Manchester Royal Infirmary. We've got Kim Cannon, you know, she's been redeployed to a COVID ward. And we know these, you know, I've got pictures of them, we've got new pictures, we know their faces, we know their stories. It's just, it's been well worth the effort, but, you know, it has taken quite a bit of time, but I have enjoyed it.
So how do you get to know about these people? Does somebody nominate them for...
Yeah, so I think, I don't know if many people will know about this app called Nextdoor, but basically it links to your postcode. So, and then it's only open to, you know, the houses within your vicinity. So it's a really safe, actually, little environment. So people use it to post little, you know, neighbourhood messages or what's going on, or safety notices, or buy and sell, or what have you. So it's a really useful way of, you know, it was a useful tool to use in this scenario, because basically I asked for nominations, because, you know, everyone knows probably one person. And then also I made sure I asked key people, like, we've got a little community shop, so I asked them who they knew. And the milkman, obviously he knows everybody, so I asked him to give me a tip off of some people. So yeah, that's kind of how I gathered my information. It's surprising, though, within, for example, Gorza, which is a massive, how many people are working for the NHS and you know, are carers and what have you. There's a lot more than you would think.
What would you say to somebody who wants to donate some gifts to you then? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on Instagram, at Community Mama. They can get in touch with me on there. Or if you're on Facebook, I've got a Community Mama Facebook group. So, again, you can get in touch with me on there.
Fantastic. So what's the future plans for your little group then?
Keep rolling it out. I mean, as I say, we've got all the way to Dorset. So, you know, who knows? It's just been brilliant. And, you know, the more love that we can spread at this time. And you know, I mean, I was mentioning to you just before, Darren, you know, it's Mental Health Awareness Week. You know, kindness is the key message, and that's what this is all about. But it's really connecting people as well, you know, rather than donating a load of stuff to nameless, faceless people that you don't know, which, rightly so, I think it's really important to do that as well. But this, I think, is even more special because we get to hear the real stories as well behind it and really connect.
Just one last question for you, Charlotte. How do you get these gifts and these surprises to the people that have been nominated that you've chosen?
Personally, well, you know, round here what I've been doing is I've been socially distancing, dropping it off to, you know, just delivering it round, because obviously it's local. So, for example, if I'm spreading the message across the country, what I would kind of like to do is, you know, be like a coordinator of that. So probably have, you know, ambassadors in each little village, like the one that we've got all the way down in Dorset. So I'm helping coordinate that. But she may be the one who is actually able to then collect and drop off the gifts. I mean, a lot of them we've also had have been like vouchers, so that's been online, a Marks & Spencer voucher. You know, there's lots of creative ways that, you know, we can think of things, or ordering something online to be delivered, some flowers. You know, we've had loads of things like that which have really helped.
It's a bit like, it reminds me a little bit like of a Secret Santa in a workplace. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. I think it's brilliant.
Oh yeah, the people who've received it haven't often known until the day when I've done the post, or they've received the gift and they have been so touched, because they've known it from, you know, someone in their village and someone in their neighbourhood. It feels even more special.
Amazing. Charlotte, thank you very much for the story. And do us a favour, will you email us again and keep us updated on how it's going and how big you've grown it as well?
Yeah, absolutely, will do. Thanks, Darren.
And keep up the great work as well. And of course, today, the day of this recording, is a Thursday, so we're clapping for carers again tonight,
yeah,
aren't we? So
exactly. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Darren.
Thank you, Charlotte. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.